producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Spell that, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, here with me on the Good Day program. Our. Good people pronounce
it. Our. H-O-U-R.
Our.
The E.
O-U-R. R.
Oh.
Our.
The O-U-R. E is silent.
E-R. Okay. Let's get to the happy talk. It's happy. There's a fellow who writes columns about radio, and he refers to the happy talk trade media. Some people refer to this as the happy talk morning program. It was serious issues. I want you to know about Bethany Hughes. Do you know who Bethany Hughes is?
The name sounds familiar. Why don't you?
Bethany Hughes. Roberta, you know who Bethany Hughes is? Guessing not. Okay. The lady who has decided to embark on a five-year non-motorized trip from the tip of Argentina all the way to Barrow, Alaska.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She wants to inspire others, she says, to pursue their own goals, no matter how audacious they may be. So she will walk, ride a bike, swim, do anything except drive a car, take a bus, a train, or a plane. This is a not necessarily always on foot, but there will be no motors involved, and anything is going to take her 5 years, she figures, to get from this lowest point in Argentina, very tip of Argentina, to the tip of our country, which is Point Barrow, Alaska. That's the northernmost place, about 40 miles from the North Pole. 45 miles. I remember being up there once. It was June 17th, and there was a raging snowstorm, and the wind was 70 miles an hour. Temperature was 17 degrees. It was the middle of June.
Jeez, can you imagine?
Yep. Mm. All right. So that's what she's doing. What are you doing this like that? Roberta, what feat beyond possibility are you going to try to perform in the next month, year, or the rest of your life?
I would say probably keep my sanity.
Keep your sanity.
That's a good
dun,
one.
Dun, dun. That's why she's here, because we don't like her sanity.
All
right. Jen, what are you going to do? What feat?
Wake up at 2:55 every morning.
Got to keep that up, will you?
None of you can say that.
Yeah. Well, I say it when I'm on West Coast time. I'm actually up at 1 o'clock West Coast time. 1 something or other. Well, everybody has something special going on in their lives, and you should highlight that. You should give yourself credit for it. You should take credit for it. Other people who are close to you should take credit for it. It's good. It's cool. It's great stuff. Going back in history, on this date in 2007, a report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office suggested federal employees wasted $146 million in the previous year upgrading to business and first class.
Ha!
$146 million because they felt entitled to do so. That's what the report suggested. They said, not their money. We're working hard for the government, so we deserve to fly first class. So they upgraded and paid for it. I don't pay for it.
I deserve to pay to fly first class.
Well, everybody does.
Southwest.
If you pay for it or you have the mileage or whatever.
Yeah. I use miles.
You shouldn't, but I'm not going to require my neighbor to pay for me to fly first class.
No.
Although that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty sure my neighbor couldn't pay for me to go to Kmart, but okay.
Put gas in your tank, as it were.
I don't think so.
There's a new, you know how we love stories about science and stories that seem to be almost out of a page of a science fiction book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The cloak of invisibility.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
Have you seen that?
This is what happened to that plane, you know. This is what happened to the Malaysian 370.
Right, yep.
It was in a cloak of invisibility. And then,
right out of Harry Potter.
Yeah, and then when they were done stealing the technology, they dumped it in the ocean.
New research suggesting this device may be pretty close to reality, a cloak. I mean, we thought this was just the stuff that movies were made of.
Do you know how this changes war? This is scary, actually.
Yeah. Scientists say they have successfully tested an ultra-thin invisibility cloak made of microscopic rectangular gold blocks that, like your skin, conform to the shape of an object and can render it undetectable with visible light.
Well, then you know what's going to happen. They're going to develop special goggles that can see past it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like night vision goggles.
Superman back.
Yeah. You know.
The involvement, let's see here. They're trying to hide, at the moment, very small objects. Believe the technology, however, could be made to conceal larger objects. And their focus is on the military. This is being paid for by the military. How much stuff like this is paid for by you and me out of the military budget?
Yeah.
And they say they need more money. What, to do stuff like this? They say it may take another 5 to 10 years to make this technology practical. But, and by the way, it's being developed not only here, but in China. They're trying to do the same thing. There are some roadblocks. A lot of work needs to be done. But apparently they've tried this and it sort of takes your breath away when you think about it, how we spend so much money trying to figure out how to go to war or kill people or disturb the force, if you will. It's just sick. It is.
Would you get in the cloak?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
What, for what reason?
I mean, to hide yourself. Would you want to be invisible?
No.
If you could be a superhero, would you want that?
You want me to be a superhero?
If you were going
to
be a superhero.
I thought I already was.
No, you're all right. You're close.
You are to us, Doug.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But would you like to fly? Would you like to be invisible? What would you like to be?
If you could fly, I'd like to be able to fly.
You know, I would too. I'd rather fly than be invisible.
Do you remember that movie, The Rocket Man?
Yeah.
About 20 years ago or so, Bill Campbell.
It was a Disney film, wasn't it?
I think it may have been. Then the bad guy was James Bond. Timothy Dalton was a bad guy. Paul Sorvino was in it. And lady who played the heroine is somebody who's around a lot now. Jennifer, somebody or other. It was a good, entertaining movie. But it talked about the reality of rockets being developed by the Nazis in World War II. And this was there was a true element to it, that they had developed these packs that now are used by our space people. They put the packs in the, if you see The Martian, for example, the movie that's out now that's so good. If you haven't seen it, Roberta, go see it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Go see it. Anyway, the space people have these their suits, and they have these little jet packs in them. And this was the forerunner to that in World War II. There were plenty of these that were developed that they never really got used because it was toward the end of the war. But there's a lot of stuff going on experimentally, a lot of stuff research-wise that you never know. Never know. Haven't got the slightest idea. These sorts of things are going on. Pretty amazing stuff. Here's something else that's amazing. Provia. Provia is amazing in that it helps you to restore your hair naturally. Get your hair back or your money back using Provia. It's a serum. Feels good on your hand. You rub it into your scalp where the hair is thin. It cleanses the pores, opens things up so the follicles of hair can come in there and deal with your hair loss. Also, it has a volumizer that makes the hair on your head seem bigger and fuller. A lot of women use volumizers in their shampoo or rinse. I don't know if men do, but I know women do. I've never used it. Well, I suppose it would have the same effect, right? How does that actually work? Anybody know? How does it make your hair?
It cuts the strands of your hair. So plus it makes the hair thicker. Yeah,
pumps it up.
Oh, okay. Yep. So that's what they have in Provia.
Yep.
So, want something to bring your hair, this is your hair, naturally back again. Safe for men and women. Color, treated hair, don't make any difference. If you want to say goodbye to the hairs that are saying goodbye, and hello to the new hair, call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you two bottles of Provia. One's the regular, one's the super concentrate. You'll get faster, more noticeable results absolutely free. Two bottles for the price of one at 800-525-8319. There are a lot of things that people try to sell you that don't work, that are just a ruse. This stuff works. I use it myself in the back here of my head. There's a little spot there, and there's new fuzz. It's new fuzz. That's what you'll feel first, the fuzz. Then it grows into your regular hair. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, two glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right. We don't have the Queen of Chief jingle. That's all right. She's the Queen of Chief.
There it is. She's the Queen of Chief. The diva of
Dumpster Diver.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, we're hot stuff today, Roberta.
We got stuff for moms if you're a new mom. You're going to love these. We have a deal on diapers from you from Amazon Moms. Now, Amazon Moms is kind of like Prime, but it's for moms. It's a couple of dollars to join, but you can join and then cancel after you get the deals, you know. New members can get 3 months free. And if you are an Amazon Prime member, you can get Amazon Moms free also. So what we've got for you on DougStefan.com are two coupons for 50% off select Huggies diapers and 50% off Huggies wipes. You can get as many as 182 diapers for just $10 shipped. It's an incredible, incredible deal. Also for babies, Carter's. You know, they do a lot of baby clothes. Starting today, 50% off everything. Plus, you can get an extra 25% off your purchase of $40 and more. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com that can get you this incredible deal. And if you like reading magazines about babies, as if having a baby is not enough, we've got a free subscription for you to both American Baby Magazine and Baby Talk Magazine. We have the link to get you those free subscriptions at DougStefan.com. Look for the Queen of Cheap there at the Better Living section. You get all these things at low, low cost. You know how much diapers cost? Diapers and wipes and magazines and baby clothes. What more could you ask for other than a baby, I guess?
How appealing is that? Roberta Fasinelli, our Queen of Cheap. Check out the deals in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Sam Smith, the official music video for the song The Writing's on the Wall, which is from the new James Bond movie, Spectre.
I've been here before.
So dramatic.
But always hit the floor.
Sounds very Bond-esque.
I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you, I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more.
Not only do we have the video of the day, but I think also posted at DougStephan.com, I shouldn't say I think, I know, because I saw it yesterday or the day before, the trailer. So as you listen in the background to the music from the video of the day, which is a focus on the new James Bond movie, here is, I think it's out early in the spring, is it not? It's not a Christmas movie, I think. It's is it?
It might be coming out pretty soon, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe a November movie. Anyway, here's some of the audio. I mean, you can just imagine the video. If you want to see the trailer, you can see it at DougStephan.com. But here's some of the what happenstance you'd expect to hear, sort of the flurry of activity in the new movie Spectre from the trailer.
You had no authority. None. Mexico City.
Ralph Beans.
What were you doing there?
I was
taking some overdue holiday.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you say?
I think you're just getting started.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. You little tricks up her sleeve.
Do one more thing for me.
What do you have in mind?
Make me disappear. Tell me where he is.
He's everywhere.
You should go there. You're crying.
crossing over to a place where there is no mercy.
You're protecting someone.
Boom, 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 boom.
Get away from me!
Boom, 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 boom.
Why should I trust you?
Because right now, I'm your best chance of staying alive.
The Bond music is so great.
Yeah, it really is.
You know what it's called? Yeah.
Its name is Spectre.
Bill Spectre.
Me. Welcome, James.
You came across me so many times, yet you never saw me.
What took you so long?
You big jerk.
All right, so...
How many times have you heard that line? Why should I trust you? Because I'm your best way to survive.
That's right.
How many times have we heard that line? And best chance for survival.
That's what Donald Trump's going to start saying.
How many times have we heard that line?
Oh, in any movie. I mean, in any movie. Not just this one. In any movie.
I'm the only shot you've got.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm the only way you'll survive.
My bullet is for you. Anyway, so I think people will anticipate this and think it's kind of cool, right? Don't you think? Most people are big James Bond fans. As a matter of fact, the movies seem to become more successful, and this particular franchise with Daniel Craig as James Bond has done very well.
I like him as James Bond.
Yeah, I think he comes across well. Yep. 28 past the hour. Speaking of coming across well, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Stay Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SAYAHNOW.com. SAYAHNOW.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Behave yourself, young lady.
What? It's just me now. That's all you got.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The story of Chase Delwo, D-E-L-L-W-O. Who lives in Great Falls, Montana. He is a bow hunter. He's recovering after surviving an attack by a grizzly bear. He remembered something his grandmother told him when he was a child, shoved his arm down the bear's throat.
Oh!
And that sent the bear away for...
Do you know how many times I'd have to change my underwear if I shoved my arm down a bear's throat?
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
In Glacier National Park.
Did it work? Mm. I guess he's alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a picture of him. I'm looking at the website for our
affiliate. What was he doing hunting in a national park? Is that okay?
Apparently it is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. One of the things, the reason I was interested in this, well, a couple of them, there's a trailer out. We were doing a trailer for the new James Bond movie. There's a trailer out featuring Leonardo DiCaprio in his new movie, which looks awesome.
Did you just hear Peter and I talking about that off the air?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was just saying how great it looks.
Oh, my God, no. Are you kidding? What? It's all murder and horrible. They're cutting up people with axes and, oh, good God, Peter. It looks just...
Yeah, it's not happy talk like this show.
No, it sure isn't. It's awful looking. Ugh.
It's a true story.
Well, yeah, it is supposedly
story
a true
of survival.
Story. Yeah. Well, I think you could probably survive well with that. Maybe somebody, it'll find an audience for sure. Not with me, though. Anyway, the point is that there are, in that movie, you see a trailer with a bear attacking Leonardo DiCaprio and basically trying to eat him up. And the way it rips him around and bites into him, and, ugh, good God. Yeah, no. All right, so enough of that happy talk. Congratulations to the guy who made it out.
So bear attacks, yeah, I mean, hey, if you're going to tell a story about a bear, at least he made it out.
Yes, he made it out alive. That is correct. All right, next, the car talk portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you sure about this?
FOMOCO. You know what that stands for, Jennifer?
FOMO is fear of missing out.
No.
Oh.
FOMOCO is the Ford Motor Company.
Oh.
FOMOCO, demonstrating this week how data from connected cars can monitor employee travel, lower insurance premiums, check brake wear, improve traffic flow, and enhance the use of the streets in this country. The new cars are going to have all kinds of monitors in there. So let's say you have a company car and you're using it for personal business. They'll be able to tell. No more fooling around, Jennifer.
Darn it.
Yeah, that's the latest development.
I'm the one that reviews the records at my company, though. So.
Oh, well. Foiled again, curses. The people at Volkswagen are concerned about the future of their company, and well, they should. This is something that hasn't gotten enough attention as far as I'm concerned. The engine, the way you heard me perhaps say on three or four different occasions after this thing came out last week or whenever it was, the week before that, that the engines are great engines. They're performing very well. They just can't meet the standards that the EPA has set. So why then would these people agree to do what they couldn't do? Well, because without it, details, looking at the number of cars they sell. Remember, Volkswagen is, well, all the car companies now are international, but Volkswagen sells more cars around the world than any other brand. And their native Europe loves diesel cars. English people drive diesel cars, people on the continent. They're very practical, inexpensive, and they're clean. But they are clean enough for America, for whatever the reason. So this fellow that's now the chairman over there at Volkswagen, the other guy got fired, I guess, or resigned. You know, somebody's head had a roll. Mm-hmm. Managers were told that despite the predicament in which the company finds itself, Volkswagen can, with the proper management, overcome the problem. Now, the company, because of stock pricing going up and down, is $34 billion less valuable this week than it was 2 weeks ago. Imagine that. This problem has wiped out $34 billion in value on the open market. So, what do we have here? U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that VW rigged 5 million diesel cars that were sold in the United States to pass the emissions tests. We know that. They admitted to the fraud and said there are 11 million vehicles around the world affected by this, not just the 5 million in America. So if you look at the New York Times article that was published last Sunday, you will see they started doing this in 2008. Volkswagen engineers figured out that they could no more meet the EPA standards than they could fly to the moon in a Volkswagen. So, and by the way, BMW, same thing. Audi comes from Volkswagen, same thing. Mercedes diesels, same thing. This thing has huge implications all over the world for cars that have diesel engines because they can't meet the emission standards that have been set up by our country and other countries, which, by the way, were arrived upon arbitrarily without any consult with the auto industry. The EPA people said, this is what you're going to do. Kind of reminds you a little bit of the healthcare system.
Right.
No doctors had any play in the healthcare law. Well, same thing, same bunch of boobs running the EPA, and so, well, does that legitimize the cheating? No. What they should have done is dug their heels in and said, we can't do this. Because if they all had done it together...
And all the car companies should be
right,
doing that together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Forming a little car union.
The EPA...
Speaking of the EPA, how's their river in Colorado? Have they cleaned it up yet?
No. But they don't want you to know about that. That's why they come out with this kind of stuff, because they don't want you to
fault them.
Right, exactly. So anyway, my son and my daughter both have Volkswagens with this engine in it, and my daughter has decided to keep the car because she likes it, and they're going to do the changes and stuff, and she doesn't care. So my son, however, is a horse of a different color. He's very indignant about the reality of what they told him when he bought the car and what they told him since he bought the car, because he's gone back to them and said, okay, I'll keep the car. You're going to do the fix, and you're going to, this is the first conversation he had with him. You'll do the fix. I'll keep the car, and I'll pay 10% less on my monthly payment, which I believe was around $230 or something like that.
It's really not bad.
No. Okay, so he then decided, when he started reading more about the companies, he doesn't really care about the car. Brendan is all about principle. He is to the wall about principle. And he's angry because they didn't tell the truth. So he goes back to the dealer and says, nope, I don't want that deal. I want to turn my car in. I want you to give me a car that has a gas engine. The dealer says, well, it's up to corporate to decide whether or not you can have a new car or not. And so Brendan waited for a couple of days, didn't hear from them. So he called them up and said, you told me 2 days ago that corporate was going to decide what to do. Well, it seems corporate has thrown it back to the dealer. And the dealer says, oh, we don't know what to do.
How would you like to be the dealer, though? I mean, they probably don't know what to do for real.
No.
I mean, corporate should be dealing with it.
Of course they should. There should be a rule, and this is how you take care of the problem. They offered them four solutions, including cutting the payments, fixing the problem, it'll pass California smog. Well, it would have passed California smog with a chip in it, but now nobody will pick. They all know the chip's there, so you're not going to get that done. The best thing to do is... I've had a lot of cars in California, never registered one in California. Used to have property in Arizona, always registered in Arizona. Then you get by all of this stuff. And so, is that the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do? It's the way I deal with stuff like that, because I know the government and their EPA standards are, in the last 10 years, been ridiculous. I've talked often about, now this is my 23rd winter in Southern California. I started going there in 1992-93 and have been going every winter since then. And I love Southern California. I remember when I would go in, you know, because I fly back and forth pretty much every week or 10 days. And so I remember coming into LAX and seeing the four layers of black.
Yeah.
It was
bomb.
Black, and then it was the sky was icky. Now you see nothing. Sky's clear. Been cleaned up. It's good. But at what cost? I'm not sure. I didn't follow it until now. I know you still see a lot of diesel trucks with injectors. When you see black smoke coming out of a diesel engine, it means the injectors have been fouled out. They need to be cleaned or replaced. That's all that means. The engine itself burns clean if the injectors are working properly and the injector pump is working properly. If those things don't work right, then you see the black smoke because it's not burning all of the fuel. The fuel is going out the tailpipe. So in the proper circumstances, these things will run well. They'll be very good on fuel, good for the environment. And by the way, they're not bad for the environment now. They just don't. They're much better than the cars that were produced 10 years ago and the engines that were.
No
matter
what.
They just don't meet the EPA standards. So what the hell are we doing here?
And what are those standards exactly?
The standards are
whatever they say. Yeah.
Whatever parts permit. Yeah, right. They just have. They come up with something. It's an edict, especially with this bunch. And so this is what you have to do or you can't sell cars in America. And these guys didn't stand up to them, and they should have. Now they look bad. It could kill the company. Could kill the company. Imagine losing how much they were worth if they lost $34 billion. Now, to be fair, the stock price has gone back up again, but it's not even close to where it was before. So is this all right? I say no. There's a foul here somewhere, and it's on both sides. They shouldn't have lied or tried to cheat. They should have just stood up and brought in all the rest of their association of auto manufacturers' partners that put diesels into cars and said, we can't do this. And they couldn't have said to them, oh, you can't sell cars in America. Imagine Mercedes being told by the government, sorry, you can't sell cars here. Yeah, right. You're going to get away with that. So, anyway, I wanted you to know what the update was on that. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Get your tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partner with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Police in the Buckeye State said thieves have broken into a Verizon store. The only items they managed to steal, however, were fake phones in the display.
Duh. Good.
Columbus police said that the burglary at the store caused significant damage to the store, but the only items that they were accused of taking were fake phones. Install for display. Yeah, that is good. You wonder, why would you get, aren't those things hard to, they're all serialized and stuff, so how could you sign them up?
No, and with all the tracking stuff,
that's what I'm saying.
People are smart, they can figure ways around it, I guess.
You think?
Yeah, well, I know somebody said they lost a phone on this program? They said they lost a phone on an airplane and someone took the chip out. It was Rich. Rich said that his son's iPad disappeared.
Huh.
They knew how to take out the find my iPad function.
Really?
So people get around it, but still.
All right, here's the latest news.
You think it's not easy.
Latest news from the Middle East. ISIS is recruiting young men and women.
Especially women. You know why?
Because they like Oreos.
No, they want women to have babies. So they're trying to make it look really friendly. They show this piece of a woman making like an Oreo pie in the middle of an ISIS camp.
Right.
All because they want women to go over there and have a lot of kids so that they can increase their size.
Great. Well, there are others. There were the Jewish religion touts that. The Catholic religion touts that. And I'm not sure. It seems to me there are... No, I think those are the only two. The Catholic religion wants you to... They don't believe in any kind of contraception, right?
Right, right. They believe in the rhythm method.
So but what do you do?
Here's the deal. Well, you know what, ladies? If you see a picture of a lady dressed in a black robe eating Oreo pie, just stay here and eat Oreo pie. Go to Friendly's. You don't have to go to Syria or Afghanistan. It's okay.
You have Friendly's in California? There's no Friendly's.
No, but you
do. How do you know about Friendly's?
Because I have travel. Come on.
Friendly's does have Oreo.
I figured they might.
Yeah, not as good as they used to be, though. Oy.
Trust me, anything is better than ISIS Oreo pie.
I worked at a Friendly's when I was in high school. They used to have great ice cream and food. They don't anymore. But it was a great place as a kid to work. It was a lot of fun, actually. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Good day. And this is normally the time that we do a little technology news, but we're putting out a beacon, a tracker beacon on Greg Stebbin. We'll see if we can find him. But first, this story caught my attention today. U.S. Coast Guard crews reported spotting a 225-square-mile debris field on Sunday of styrofoam, wood, cargo, and other items near the last known position of a missing cargo ship. I'm not sure if you heard this story, but a C-130 trying to locate the El Faro reported the debris, according to a tweet. The objects included 1,000 pieces of styrofoam, pieces of wood, a cargo door, fenders that belonged to a ship, and multiple 55-gallon drums. This is all according to the Coast Guard. The debris field was the second found over the weekend. Earlier in the day, multiple items were seen in the water just before noon. Those items included containers, loose deck materials, oil sheen, and it boggles my mind, Rich, and I'm not sure how well you've been following this story, but it boggles my mind how in this day and age things can go missing like this.
You know what? We have the technology, and Greg's here with us to talk about technology. They have the technology to know exactly where these storms are and how a freighter of this size can actually walk into the middle of the storm
and just disappear.
I heard one of the wives of one of the crew members talking, saying, I don't even see how it's possible that they went anywhere near this storm. All they had to do was turn and just go in any other direction for a day or two or three and then get back on course.
Yep.
So I don't know why it is. All right, so here we are. Technology brings us to Greg Stebbin, who is our editor at tech contributor at Men's Health Magazine.
He's our guru.
Greg, how are you today?
I'm feeling very guru-ish. I'm stroking my beard.
You are the guru. You are the man.
Hey, so what's going on?
Well, we have startups that are being drawn into the debate over the future of work
right.
by politicians and policymakers. What's happening? What are they getting into now?
Well, this is really interesting. There's this sort of underground thing called the gig economy, and it's been going on a long time, but it has been powerfully enabled by technology. So the gig economy, I mean, the perfect example of that is Uber. You know, you have your full-time job, but if you choose to make some extra money by monetizing assets, see, when did people, normal people, ever think about monetizing assets?
Yeah.
That's a business concept, right?
Right.
Well, what Uber enables you to do is say, I have a car, I have time, if someone will pay me to drive other people around in my car, and I get paid more than it costs me for the cost of my gas, and it makes my time worthwhile, I'm going to be an Uber driver. If
right.
you have extra space in your house, you can do the same thing by renting out part of your house on Airbnb. I'm actually a pretty well-known Airbnb host. I talk on radio shows and talk to blogs and newspapers and magazines all around the country about this Airbnb thing. It's really just saying that, you know what? Thanks to technology, we all have the ability to do just like a business does, which is to look at everything we have as a potential asset and say, you know what? I'm going to monetize that. And I think it makes for life in a whole new and exciting way, because you're not dependent on your job and your company for your well-being. You can give that up if you want or supplement it. And I frankly think that makes us much more interesting, independent, and smarter people, because we're really self-reliant.
So we've got a couple of avenues here that politicians could be interested in. They could be looking at it saying, well, we could grow business and grow jobs if we embrace this technology economy, or we could tax it more.
Regulate and tax it.
So are there any murmurs out there as to which way they may be looking, since it's kind of piquing their interest now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a Republican is going to view this differently than a Democrat. And obviously, within the ranks of Republicans and Democrats, you're going to have different views. But I actually think that is the biggest issue right now is, first of all, I mean, there's an article in the New York Times about this. Politicians are just trying to get their head around it. You know, we heard a little bit of a debate about this between candidates, I don't know, a couple of months ago. They're just trying to understand what is it and does it matter? And I'm going to tell you, it matters a lot.
You know,
freelancers and the independent contractor part of the economy has always mattered, but it's never been as visible as, well, take Uber. Do you realize a few months ago there were riots in the streets of Europe about Uber, cars being flipped over and burned, the riot police coming out?
It's here to stay, and tech money is here to stay. It does nothing but bring us jobs and bring us money, and it's a good thing. And it's 58 past on good.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.